If your co-host weren't around and you had the ability to podcast with any two podcasters, past or present, who would you choose?
Big Fatty, just because he's amazing. And the probably king. Romo.
And Romo? Okay. Yeah. That would be a good show. I could see the three of you guys having fun with that.
I'm in trouble no matter how I answered this question.
Yeah. I mean, it really is, we're kind of backed into a corner because no matter who we say, somebody's going to be pissed off.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty.
I could see that you guys having fun with
I'm in trouble.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 4654. BFO for Thursday the 11th of December 2025. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. This is into the BFO Evening News Desk. It has been announced that Tony DeCoppo will be taking over at Shribbiers. Hello, revolving doors. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're Thursday is going well, y'all. Your revolving doors, y'all. As I was told Tuesday evening, the gentleman caller revolving door hasn't been spinning very much, and thank you for that. We'll tell you more about that a little later, but y'all, it was announced on the Hump Day CBS Mornings. You know, that's with Miss Gail King and Tony DeCoppo and Nate Burleson. Well, be ready, not for long. Tony DeCoppo has been named the new anchor of the CBS Evening News. He'll be replacing John Dickerson and Maurice Dubois. So, y'all, I'm gonna see how it goes for a little bit before I make a final decision if I will stick with it or not. So, anyway, I don't know exactly when he takes over, but I do know John Dickerson and Maurice Dubois are out of there. Next for right. Ooh, not tomorrow. Next for right. Ooh, yes, Big Fatty. And you know, then it's Crema week and then it's New Year's week. So it may be a couple of weeks before Tony DeCoppo actually sits behind the giant desk that's designed for at least three people. So anyway, we'll see what all the changes are. You know, there'll probably be new music and there'll be new graphics and camera angles. Y'all, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's a puppet show. Big Fatty, you've already seen those. Y'all, speaking of the puppet show, y'all, have you been over to look at the pictures, to see the pictures of the puppets from the Puppet Show Museum? Y'all, today, Thursday, y'all, it's my final, it's the final pictures is what it is. And y'all, those will be up at noon today. And had them up Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So go over there and take a look at them. It's really kind of neat. So anyway, that being said, y'all, yes, Big Fatty, let's move the show forward. Oh, no, wait. Before we do that, there was also a news article that said that it appears that... Nate Burleson will also be on his way out from the CBS Mornings, and you know that's just going to leave Miss Gail King all sad and poopy. Yes, Big Fatty, she won't be there long either. No, probably not. Y'all, time to go back to the Wicked Advent Calendar, and let's see, this is the 11th, so let's find number 11 here on the old calendar, and don't see it, Where is it?
Y'all really don't see it.
Big Fatty, you know it's there.
Oh, there it is. Y'all, it is, it's a little green envelope that says Made in Oz. And we're going to open it up, see what we got in here. Oh, what is that?
Big Fatty, we don't know.
Y'all, I can't get my fat fingers down in there, Big Fatty. Oh, isn't that? Y'all, it's a keychain. It's a golden keychain with a W on it. Oh, that's really pretty.
Oh, Big Fatty, that is pretty.
So, it's the W that you see in the logo of Wicked.
Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I'm gonna
put a picture. I'm gonna put a picture of all this week's Advent calendar goodies up at noon tomorrow.
Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 11th of December, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's a speed limit celebration this year, and y'all, it is for somebody that I've known for many, many years. I think I first met this person at a Good Days. Y'all, they came to the Podcasters of America dinner when we had those down there in the Orlando. Y'all, and he came to the Podcasters of America dinner there in Atlanta for several years when he was living there. Y'all, he stands tall and proud. Yes, we better kind of like a giraffe. Yes, over there at the one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all, like I say, turning 50, y'all, it's none other than the one and only Rodan.
Big Fatty, we love Rodan.
We do indeed. And, we every time we have the Podcasters of America dinner there at the Colonnade, I think back how much fun we had when Rodan and Gambit was there to join us. But, y'all, life moves on, and so, y'all, if you see Rodan on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! We do indeed. And y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I got dressed and I was off to Shady Pines. And y'all, I was about two miles from Shady Pines. And y'all, I see this black smoke up in the sky. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what that's all about. And you know, then we hear the fire engine. And Big Fatty, and here comes the police, and y'all, we're all having to get out of the way, and y'all, the traffic comes to an absolute standstill on the 526, and so y'all, we're just sitting there, and after about 20 minutes, traffic began moving again, and y'all, as we got close to where the fire engine and all is, y'all, there was a car over on the side of the road, y'all. It was burnt to a crisp. I mean, it was char-broiled. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all. Now, there wasn't an ambulance involved, so I assume that there were no human casualties, but I can assure you that was an automotive casualty for sure. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I finally made it to Shady Pines, ran about 10, 12 minutes late. But, y'all, it was nice. We had a nice supper. I had the brofkas for supper again. You know, it was the scrambled eggs and the bafran and the two flapjacks. You know, and it's two. You can't get a single pancake. So Dr. Stone would not enjoy the brofkas for supper. Shady Pines. But y'all, as I was recording yesterday, I got a message from that Alex Elevator, y'all, and it was it kind of took me aback. And so y'all, just to let you know, without getting into too many details, Alex's husband, Brandon, you know, he's the proprietor of the Carolina Cheese and Provisions. y'all, he had taken ill back the week before, or the week of Spanksgiving, had to go into El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo. And y'all, it was liver problems. And he was, and y'all, there was some scary moments there, according to Alex. And things got better, and he was able to come home for the next week. And y'all, then I guess it was last weekend or so, y'all, he just wasn't himself. And y'all, he was turning yellow. And just having terrible pains. And also, y'all, he's back to the El Hospitalo. Y'all, he's having kidney problems. Now, come to find out, these were not related. It's just, you know, when it rains, it pours. So, anyway, on Monday, he was transported to Charleston to the music, MUSC. And Big Fatty, it's appropriate Alex Lefebvre would be there at the music hospital. It's true. And and you know, there is no I in music. Yes, there is, Big Fatty. Or not at MUSC. But anyway, so after Shady Pines, I went down and visited with both of them. He was in the intensive care unit, but seemed to be doing pretty well. And, you know, Big Fatty just comes in and takes over and, you know, put a few smiles on faces. And we just had a nice, nice visit. And Alex and I left together, and he went back. He was staying at the home of some friends near the El Hospitalo, which, as we all know, is Mexican for El Hospitalo. Y'all had sort of a setback over the evening, but it was doing better as I'm recording this hump day afternoon. So keep Alex and Brandon in your thoughts. He's got family there, and just wanted to share that with you. Y'all got home it was so cold. It was so cold Tuesday night. Y'all, I cranked up that electric camisole, and y'all, it was lovely. I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all got a 100 perfect score on the sleep app Tuesday night. Got up on hump day morning. Had my brofkas, y'all. It was cheese toast as usual and some crema cookies. And then I was off on my morning Nippon walk, dead fat acres. Came back, y'all. I needed to take something back to the Costco, so I left the villa And I went to get Earl Grey washed, and then I went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Betty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do, went to the Vons East. The Nymph did not go. He was not feeling well, but he asked me to pick him up some NyQuil gummy things. Capsules. So I got those for him. Y'all, they had the good ginger snaps on sale, so I got a bag of those. Y'all, I picked me up another loaf of the rustic oven sourdough bread, and they had the Thomas's English muffins on sale. Also, y'all try the buttermilk flavor of that. Y'all, they had a lovely assorted cheese tray on sale, so I got that. Y'all, I needed wax paper, so I got me a roll of that. The Great American Cobbler Company, buy one, get one free. So I got a black Montberry cobbler. They had the strawberry cream cheese, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, they had the Bonzi's country sausage, not spelled C-U-N-T, on sale. Plus, I had a coupon. They had the little salami slices that I like. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. They had the big bags of the cooked scrimps, medium-sized scrimps, peeled and deveined. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. They had the Kraft fine shredded cheddar cheese on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Gonna make me some sausage balls. They had a coupon. I had a coupon for the Jimmy Dean sausage patty, so I got a thing of that. Y'all, they had the New York strip roast, and I think that's basically a prime rib without the bone. But y'all, I'm going to prepare it as if it were a prime rib. It was greatly reduced on sale. Picked me up a Butterball boneless roast turkey breast. It was on sale. Y'all, they had the Lipton extra noodle soup mixes. Big Betty, you love the soup. Old people. And so I got, they were three for $5, so I got three. They had the Betty Crocker scallop potatoes. Buy one, get one free. Got two of those. Picked me up some cocktail sauce. Y'all, they had the French's mustard. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had something. The M&M honey roasted peanut M&M's. Got a bag of those. They will buy one, get one free. And picked up a bag of Simply Ruffles. They will buy one, get one free. And a tube of the Colgate Optic toothpaste. Y'all, Big Fatty, you're out of music. I am. Y'all, I spent $123. Oh, dear gosh, Big Fatty, you got this music. You hurry up and finish. I spent $123.09. Well, y'all, get this. I saved $112.30. Big Fatty! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all will have senior size class today. And y'all, then I'm taking Earl Grey to get an Earl change. And y'all, it'll be lovely. It'll just be lovely. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy there. And Rodan, is there anybody you'd love to spend your birthday with?
Big Fatty.
I could see that you guys having fun with.
I'm in trouble.
Why are you in trouble? Blink twice if you're really in trouble.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.